Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So, shifting your perspectives. In life, it can be difficult to see things differently. Often, when things aren't going your way, it can be all too easy to think negatively, and even harder to think differently. We'll all come across challenges in all areas of our lives, and there's no denying that some will be harder to overcome than others. But still, in order to overcome them, one of the things that we will need to change is your perspective. And this can be challenging in itself. And some people, unfortunately, can be caught in a battle for a very long time to overcome these difficulties. But with a new perspective, learning how to objectively examine problems from different perspectives and viewpoints, you can begin to see things differently and have a renewed appreciation for the world around you. So what does it take? Like I said, it's much easier said than done to shift your perspective, the way you look at things. Just like many things we talk about here, but that doesn't mean it's impossible. When you shift your perspectives, what you're doing, or at least attempting to do, is see the positives. It's so easy to focus on the negatives in any situation, given that they're the most impactful things on your mood. So when you allow your perspective to be dominated by these feelings, you're only allowing yourself to see things from one angle. You're only getting one perspective. When you shift it, you focus on the good. You can elevate yourself and those around you. So what does it take? Well, again, shifting your perspective, whether it's a little or a lot, can be a difficult thing to achieve. But here are a few things that might help you do just that. Think in terms of macro, not micro. A common phrase that people use when trying to change the perspective, whether it's yours or someone else's, think of the bigger picture, the longer term view. And what they mean by this is view things as a whole, not just how it affects you. View the larger scale of the difficulty and the challenge as opposed to focusing on one or two small details. What you might find is that your initial thoughts and your initial perspective didn't take into account all of the positives. To reiterate, it's easy to focus on the negatives in life, but by looking at the bigger macro picture and focusing on things from a wider viewpoint, you can help yourself to realize that the negatives only make up a small percentage of the difficulty that you're currently facing. And then you can learn to reframe your mindset. When you're going through something that's challenging, you can very easily look at it like it's a chore, a punishment almost. You will often tell yourself, "I have to do X." Now, you might find yourself sat there thinking, well, I have to do these things and that's fine. But the word have, particularly when you use it in this context, describing things you'd rather not experience, gives off negative connotations of responsibility. So instead, try changing I have to I get. What this subconsciously does, it changes the way you view it. As opposed to a punishment, you view it as a reward, getting something. Now, of course, it's unlikely you'll actually look forward to doing a really long report, for example, but you'll go into whatever it is with a more positive mindset, which can help to lead to a more positive outcome. So from now on, whenever you tell yourself, "I have to do something," change it to "I get to do something." And remove negativity. Now, that sounds like a fairly obvious thing to do in order to help you live a happier life. In fact, if life was this easy and this simple, there wouldn't be a need for you to shift your perspectives in the first place. Instead, what I mean by this is remove things that bring you down, that you can change. This is one of the more difficult things not only to do, but to address as well. For example, let's say you've got an old friend that's making you feel negatively about yourself or something that you're doing. Well, it might just be best to let them go for now. Like I said, difficult. But unfortunately, that's just part of life. We can't change everything in life. The harsh reality is we actually can't change very much. Remember in our Circles of Influence podcast, have a listen to that. But having said that, the things we can change make a huge difference to our lives. So, whilst it might be difficult and painful to do, removing negativity can help you to see more clearly and help you shifting your perspectives. And I know we've said it before many times, but good health is imperative. We've spoken about this so many times. Research has shown that a healthy body leads to a healthy mind. This doesn't just mean you have to go to the gym 6 times a week and get the body of a world champion bodybuilder. All it means is that you should look after your body. Going for a 20-minute walk every day is all that's required as a minimum. When you look after yourself, particularly your body, you're actively taking care of yourself. And when your body is healthy, your mind really is healthy too. Break the cycle. Routines are needed to keep us working. They can keep us motivated and focused on the things we want to achieve. But we can also have negative routines. When we get into a negative routine, we not only create but promote the idea that this is the way to think. Now, you might think that a routine, particularly one that's very strong, can be difficult to break from. But again, that doesn't mean it's impossible. Sometimes all that's required is to deliberately react differently. If you're in a situation where you constantly find yourself arguing with that same person, rather than enter into a screaming match with them, just walk away. Write down everything they say. Take what they've got to say and process it. Essentially, do something you don't normally do. What this does is it breaks the cycle and the routine that you can very easily find yourself in. And of course, when the routine is changed, you're able to view things differently and hopefully change how you see things. So, in summation, the way you view the world can dominate your actions. What you think of your life can quite simply decide, and this is the harsh reality, whether or not you live happily or not. And this is why it's vital to change your perspective when you need to. We're not always going to see things clearly and get our own way. We're not always going to view things from a rational standpoint. So, keeping your mindset open and ultimately your perspectives can drastically change your lifestyle. Shifting your perspectives isn't always the easiest thing to do. The reality is, it can be one of the toughest things you'll face. But in order to overcome certain challenges and difficulties in life, it's what you will need to do. Actually, quite an easy thing to do once you've practiced it a few times. It's a very simple thing, is to sidestep your problems and look at it from a different angle. Your perspective matters. So make sure when you're looking at the world, you're looking at it in the right frame of mind to move forwards, not backwards. Okay, thank you very much, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.